tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 18th of September 2019, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, I am very pleased to say today that we have revisionist historian Carolyn Yeager with us from carolynyeager.net. Carolyn, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Sven. Good afternoon to you.
Great stuff. And I hear there's been lots of interesting things happening on the German political scene that I was hoping you would be able to tell us about today.
Yeah, there's a few things, and there's things happening in the political parties that we favor in both Austria and in Germany. So I'm going to start with the Austria. We talked about that scandal that took place a few months ago with Strache and the video that they secretly made of him, and then published right before the election. And that brought down the entire Austrian government, which was a coalition between the Popular People's Party, led by Kurz. What's his first name? Sebastian Kurz, who is chancellor, and the Freedom Party with Strache being the vice chancellor. Well, that's a big mess. So now since the government was brought down, they appointed the president of Austria appointed a couple of people to be temporary until the new election could take place. I thought that's so far long to wait, but all of a sudden it's come up. And September 29th is the election. So today is September 17th. So it's not too far away. And the Freedom Party is, which is the base more anti-immigrant party than the other one, although it's anti-immigrant too, but it's more moderate. So the Freedom Party has elected Norbert Hofer as their new leader. And that's great. Not surprising. I've talked about Norbert Hofer and the interior minister for the Freedom Party. He was the reason that the whole thing kind of came down, because Kurz wanted to get rid of him as the interior minister, because the moderates in his party were really pressuring him that this guy was moving too far, too fast. Herbert Kickl. Okay, good. This is Herbert Kickl. He's been the secretary general of the Freedom Party for a long time. He's a great guy, but they don't like him. You know, the moderates and the leftists, especially, they really hate him. So, but Hofer is a very nice acting guy. Reasonable acting guy. He's just as much a believer in what the party stands for as anybody else. But he's got a wonderful, likable personality. Anyway, it's not surprising that he's now the new party leader. Strache is not going to be coming back anytime soon. They've accepted that. And he's leading, and he won in his party by a vote of over 98% of the party voted for him to be the leader. So you see I saw a video of him coming out to speak, and it was just so cute. And I just love those Austrians. I've said that many times, but you know, they just were going all out, and everybody was happy. And anyway, Hofer is 48 years old. I think that's a real good age. I like when they're a little younger. I don't want them to get old and, you know, too fast and run out of steam. So he's just right. Now, I don't know how the party will do. Oh, now the polling is that I saw the most recent polling, and, you know, their polling is like here. It's everywhere. They kind of, you know, don't, are not all that honest about it. But the they usually in Germany and down there, it's pretty accurate. The Social Democratic Party is just a little bit ahead of the Freedom Party in Austria. 2 points, like 2 points, 2 percentage points. So now, before the scandal, the Freedom Party was number two and the Social Democrats were number three. Well, now after the scandal, that turned around. So we'll just have to see. Hopefully they can come in second, but it's not, you know, it's not looking like it right at the moment. That it's a struggle, but they're very close. But the thing is, everybody agrees that this Kurz's party, which is the Austrian People's Party, it cannot work with the Social Democrats. They don't want to. They did for a long time before, because they've been the number one party in Austria for a long time, the People's Party, which is kind of like, I don't know, center right or something. But they just didn't get along, and finally they had a real bad clash and break, and they just got rid of them, and that's why they took on the partnership with the Freedom Party. And then we had this problem that I've just described. And so now, but people are saying that it's unlikely that the People's Party will be able to work with, or will want to work with, the Social Democrats. So there's still this possibility they could choose again, even after all the bad blood, the Freedom Party. Now, this is what Hofer is openly calling for. You see, he's coming with a new approach, and he's very a more moderate approach or something, and he's saying that, well, one thing he said when he was probably in his acceptance speech, he said, "I do not compete as a party leader for a party that is permanently satisfied with second or third place." So, you know, he's going to be, they're holding up their desire to be a major, or even eventually the major party in Austria. And he said that, a political scientist, Catherine Steiner Hammerly, said that, Hofer will probably strike hard in his, electioneering. He probably won't, you know, be too easy, you know, too moderate, because you know, there's a lot. They just think that's the best approach. They're not gonna try to be so acquiescent to the People's Party that they, you know, are just kind of mushy. The Freedom Party has really good publicity. They really do. They do a great job with all their, you know, all their what's called
promotional, the promotional literature and the flyers,
promotional,
and
yes,
the
thank you, promotional
all
stuff,
of that sort of stuff.
And they're showing him with the slogan "Loyal to the Homeland" and so on. So they're doing the same things. Hofer wrote the Freedom Party's election manifesto, and he made a point of hailing his long-term friendship with Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban during a visit to Budapest this week. So we'll just have to see how that turns out. It's coming up on the 29th. Okay, I want to go on to the AfD in Germany. Some interesting things have happened let's see, there's that. There's I want to start with Steinmeier. You know, this Steinmeier, the German president, he's a social democrat. Boy, they just, you're never going to make anything good out of those social democrats. And they're so weak right now. But they picked him because he had, you know, he had been foreign minister for a long time and, you know, held high posts. So when they needed a new president in Germany, they selected this Steinmeier. Well, he's turning out to be such a, he's being too political. And now he just keeps sort of sniping at, if not outwardly attacking, the Alternative for Deutschland party, the AfD. And right now, the latest thing is he had an interview with Spiegel, Der Spiegel, that very left-wing news magazine. And he said that the AfD was not a bourgeois party. Now, in Germany, that means you're a mainstream. You're of the people. You know, you represent the people. That's what the bourgeois is, like the burghers. You know, that's the who they say, you know, I mean, kind of like the mainstay of German population. And he's, you know, he was putting down, he was attacking Alexander Gauland as not being, he said, each party must decide where it wants to stand in this interview. Either collectives, I don't know why he said it, collectivistically or bourgeoisly. Neither is possible at the same time. And in defense of freedom, the recognition of the individual, and thus also in respect for those who think differently, or he's saying the bourgeois is defends the freedom of the individual, recognizing the individual and those who think differently. You know, he's always pushing that we need to have all these different kinds of people in Germany. You know, this is what Germany should be. This is what it has to be. This is what democracy means, that you have a lot of different people who come in. So he's all for the migration, continuing. And so he's saying that by the AfD, by being anti-migrant, is not democratic. That's what the bourgeois is, the Democrats. It is democratic, is bourgeois, and the average people and so on. This is not really right, but they're pushing that all the time. So there's been this little controversy because also Jörg Mouton, who is in the European Parliament and leading the anti-immigrant German group in the European Parliament, but he's also one of the very top leaders of the AfD. He and Gauland both accused this President Steinmeier of being too political. And Mouton's statement was, firstly, the federal president is leaving his role. This is a translation, so it's kind of awkward. He's, you know, not carrying out his role as president properly, which has to be party political neutral with the statements that he's making. Secondly, he is talking nonsense when he denies bourgeoisism to the strictly constitutional, conservative-free AfD. They keep saying their party is fully constitutional. It's democratic in every way, and they have every right to be treated like every other party, but they're not, you know? They're singled out for being some kind of radicals, dangerous, and, you know, anti-democratic and so on. So that's interesting. And I really the stuff against this Steinmeier as himself being anti-German is just keeps growing and growing.
It sounds he sounds similar to this speaker problem that we've got in Britain with Speaker Burko, and he's supposed to be completely unbiased, completely apolitical, and everybody addresses their comments to him in Parliament, and he's completely partisan. He's come out saying bollocks to Brexit. He's given interviews where he said he's going to do everything he can to stop Brexit. He's been to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival talking to the communists up there, talking about how he's going to do that. And he's supposed to be have no opinion, no political opinion whatsoever. And yet he's broken all the rules because of Brexit. And it seems to me as if the president over there in Germany, as if he is supposed to fulfill a similar role. Is that correct? Like totally apolitical?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I'm aware of this Burkhal for a long time. You know, he's a Jewish and he's awful. I don't know how he got that job, but I think he probably used to, you know, follow the rules better. But yes, that's exactly the same thing. These people are very partisan and they're not supposed to be. So now, you know, Bjorn Höcke, who is the AfD leader in Thuringia, and we know this is another election, talked about that last time I was on, that this is not until the end of October, though, something like October 27th or something, is this election in Thuringia, state election. And the AfD is very strong. It's another eastern state, formerly in the communist Germany, eastern Germany. The left party is the former communist party is the number one party in Thuringia. And after that had always been the CDU had been kind of following. I don't know if maybe in the past the CDU was the number one party at times, but I'm not all that aware of that. But right now it's the polling that I've seen, current polling is that the left party is polling at 28% right now, and the AfD party is number two and is polling at 25% in this poll, which is probably one of the better polls they have. And then the CDU is polling at 22%. So these are the top parties, and the AfD is very strong, and it's led by this Bjorn Höcke, who is probably the most controversial German in Germany, and the left hates him and they're out to destroy him in every way. And the AfD keeps him and defends him, and he tries to defend himself and keep going, but he doesn't give, you know, he doesn't back down, but he tries to, you know, watch, is careful how he says things or whatever. We know he's I would say, yeah, he's sympathetic with a lot of Third Reich values. So are many. I certainly am, but I'm not German. So he is sympathetic, but he's also, you know, going to follow the Constitution and the democratic way. Actually, it's the leftists and the CDU and every other party that won't follow democracy, as we've talked about before, when it comes to this voting, because they don't want to recognize that the AfD is a competitive party and should be paid attention to. They want to, you know, just cut it out and ignore it and call it, you know, insult it. So anyway, he had an interview, Bjorn, recently, because, you know, the electioneering is ongoing now. And so they're all out there, you know, making their speeches. And Bjorn, I'm just going to call him Bjorn because Höcke is kind of a funny name to us. So and I don't think I pronounce it perfectly either. I know that. So he had this interview with this big major German broadcaster, ZDF. Now, again, like with what we were saying before, these broadcasters, ZDF and another one is AR something or A something, the German people are taxed to pay for these German broadcasters. You know, they're supposed to be somehow, I don't know, supposed to do, you know, be part of the whole political process, because parties get money from the German government too, political parties, when they're strong enough. And these broadcasters get money are supported by Germany and the German taxpayer. And yet they're very biased against anything to the right. So here's what they did. They had put their people out there, and they had gotten asked various AfD, particularly ones in Thuringia, they had asked various ones what they thought, or they wanted to read a statement from a book that has been published that Bjorn wrote. I don't know about this book, but he wrote a book, and they wanted to say statements from his book, and then ask these AfD politicians, who didn't know where the statement came from, if they thought it came from Bjorn's book or Mein Kampf, and none of them would go along with that. You know, they said, "Well, I don't." You know, one of them said, "I didn't know enough. I didn't read Mein Kampf, so I wouldn't know how to answer that." And I don't know if your sentences are accurate or, and they said different things. And they say, well, see, these people wouldn't, they were afraid to do that. So then Hooke, Bjorn gets in this, sits down for the interview, and they bring all this up and they show these video clips of these various AfD politicians answering this questioner, you know, which they, none of them really answered. And, I think one of them made a mistake because of the word degenerate. There was a sentence with the word degenerate in it. And would this, you know, so that was a Nazi word, you know, and if he used it, if Bjorn used it in his book, then he was using this Nazi language. That's what they were getting at. And one of them, one person, and it was a member of parliament, AfD member of parliament, well-known Jens Meyer, said about one of them, if I had to guess, then he thought the sentence was more from Mein Kampf, but not Mr. Hooke. But it turned out they were all from Hooke's book. You know, it was just one of these trick things, these traps that you can't win if you go along with it. And so they started questioning Bjorn about that, they said he looked so uncomfortable and he was just all flustered and so on. Well, I watched it. It was in German, but they had it on, you know, because the ZDF, he got up and walked out eventually. And the ZDF, he said he didn't want that interview to be, put out. But they did put it out, what they had of it. And I watched it all, and, he was doing I couldn't understand exactly what he was saying, but he was doing he wasn't all flustered or, of course, he didn't like it. You know, he was having to defend himself in a way that he didn't want to. And he said mainly that, people hadn't read his book, so they didn't know what was in it, he thought. And, he said that, there wasn't any special Hitler language, you know, that you can say they're always trying to outlaw language that was used by the National Socialists. And he said there wasn't any particular language, and most of the language was used before and it's used since. You know, he just wasn't good. He finally said, well, he was going to leave. And they said, whatever they said, I don't know. And he got up and they showed him leaving. So this is the kind of thing they're going to do to him. You know, they're going to do it, and they're not going to let up. It's the same thing they're doing, you know, in your country to Brexit. Same thing these Democrats are doing in the United States. They're just getting lower and lower and lower. It's just terrible. So now I want to, before we're done, I want to say one more thing about this Ursula von der Leyen, who is the new, she's taking Juncker's place, who's for so long been European commissioner, you know, the top guy of the EU, the head of the chief of the European Commission. Well, his time was up, and so they elected her. She is a miracle Christian Democrat. And anyway, she instigated a new name for this party, for the committee, the commission that's within the European Commission on that includes the migration. And she changed the name of it in the very beginning. She wants it to be called the Commission to Protect the European, our European way of life. See, she's trying to bring together, she's trying to heal the divisions, and she wants to try to bring together the anti-migrant and the pro-migrant people, which to me is impossible. It's not going to be done, but to, you know, this is her thing to say we're not pro-migrant, you know, and we need to, they want to allow migrants to keep coming. They don't want to say we're not going to allow any migrants, but so they're trying, she's trying to kind of bridge the gap there. Well, she's been very criticized. They don't accept that. They don't. And she said one good thing. I don't trust her at all, but she said this. We cannot and must not take our language away from us. This is also part of who we are. That is our European way of life. And she's that's right. You know, that's what they're trying to do. So anyway, now it turns out that Jean-Claude Juncker, the outgoing commission president, made this statement, which I think is just so revealing. He didn't like that title, that name either. And he came out against it. And he said, I think that this title will have to be changed. I don't like the idea that the European way of life is opposed to migration. Think about that. So the European way of life, they're trying to, you know, make it official that we're all pro-migration. And, you know, whether it's a bunch of savages from Africa coming on all their boats, it doesn't matter, you know. It's not against the European way of life. So he made that very clear. And by the way, this incoming commissioner for this particular commission within the EU is a Greek named Margaritis Schinas. It's a man, even though his name is Margaritis Schinas. And I don't know exactly what he's going to say, but this is, you know, all this stuff is just boiling, Sven.
I think I heard that there was something about some new commission. I think it must have been that one that you're on about guarding the European way of life. And actually what it was about was encouraging more immigration, because they want to portray it that the European way of life is to be welcoming to migrants. Europe was built on migration. That's what it's all about. Uh-huh. I'm surprised she mentioned the bit about keeping the German language, though, while at the same time they're attacking the other guy for writing a book and the language that he's using. I mean, whether they like it or not, they can't get away from the fact that Hitler was German and he did use German language. So unless they just do away with the whole language altogether. Yeah. You know,
it's
people are going
to
repeat words.
I mean, it's just all totally hypocritical. But, you know, you have to see through it. And a lot of people don't see through it.
Do you think they stand a good chance of doing well in these elections then in Thuringia and in Austria?
Well, I have no idea. But they're in Thuringia. They're in second place and very close to the first. It's very close, like in the other states. So, at worst, it'll come out like that, I think. It'll come out like Saxony and Brandenburg came out. But they come up with all these dirty tricks, see, like with this interview. You know, he can't go out and campaign without they're going to attack every word he says.
But if they're going to come second in these elections, then it means there's a good chance they might come first in the next elections, because they do keep improving. And that's the good thing about it. It's just this steady improvement, I think. Indeed. Okay. Thank you very much for coming on today, Carolyn. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.